What's the hard part about delivering a baby, just in case I get caught up in that situation?
Nothing.
Just in case.
Nothing. Never know.
Well, I mean, the hardest part for me was convincing a woman.
Bite the umbilical cord, woman, okay.
No, the hardest part was my dick.
No, women in public, young women who are pregnant, like 18, 16, 17, 18, 19, in public, go into labor if they're really about to have the baby, can't get them to take their goddamn pants off. You tell them, okay, you're going to take your pants off now, and they're like, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, if your contractions are less than 2 minutes apart and you have the urge to push, this baby's coming, you have to take your pants off. That seems to be basic math. They won't do it. They're stupid. I mean, that's obvious because they got themselves into the situation, but that's going to be your hardest obstacle. If you can get their pants off, the rest will be pretty easy.
That's always a hard obstacle in my life.
That sounds like a life lesson.
If I get your pants off, it's going down.
I'm still trying to work that one out. I have figured it out.
You should get that tattooed on your arm. If I can get your pants off, it's going down.
My mom will love that tattoo.
If I can get your pants off, I'm going down.
Question mark.
So are you going to get all tatted up, man? Are you going to get sleeves and shit?
Nah, you know, I'm not too crazy like that. I love tattoos. I want to get more, but money and time and all that good stuff. No, but I want to get everything where it's covered, you know?
You wouldn't volunteer in one of those fucking take it till you pass out?
I'd be scared of someone. I don't know. I'd want to get done piece by piece because I'd be scared of someone fucking up and I'd be stuck with that for the rest of my life. I'm like, God damn, that first one's cool, but the rest of the 10 hours is like it's shit. Fucking,
they start using crayons.
Yeah. I have Garbage Pail Kids on me and Sonic the Hedgehog and like all this stupid stuff I regret later.
You don't have any tattoos still?
No, I don't. I don't know. I
just haven't found
I'm like Manny. I have to find the right one. It has to be perfect. No. I don't
so
want.
So where are you going to get your Cheetahman tattoo?
Cheetahman
tramp stamp?
You know what, though? That would be very close to what I'm talking about. Like, it'd have to be something I give a fuck about enough. Which, the only thing I give a fuck about enough... No. It's not. But the only thing that I probably could get it is either... Would
portrait
have to be
of your
RoboCop.
Mom?
Not that I don't care about my family. I mean, it's not that. But I've always found those family tattoos just be, like, stupid. Especially when, like, when girls...
Wait, hey, no. Like, what do you mean?
When girls get, like, their daughter's name on their tit. I'm like, what the fuck? That you know that girl's going to grow up at one point, right? She's not always going to be a little baby.
Well, I was going to say, too.
Now you have your daughter. She's going to be like 20. You're going to be like 50. And now you have...
It's going to be down there, though.
Put it on the tit and then on the ass. I'm like, you know your daughter's name?
I was going to say, though, too, like the pictures of their family, their kids and stuff. 9 times out of 10, it seems like the most hideous tattoos you see on like tattoo fails online.
It's hit or miss.
It's a family member. Yeah. It looks like fucking
Down
horror
syndrome.
Movie.
Yeah.
I would never get a portrait unless I could pay Kat Von D to do it.
Hey, you guys, chunk on your arm.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. But
I don't like girls with boob tattoos. Like I'm all for any other tattoo, but boobs are so pretty. I mean, like don't. Don't fuck them up.
If you're going to do a name, I think names should really just go like on arms,
and it has
parts,
like
maybe.
Mom
not, like,
or
right
immediate family member.
Cleavage.
The only way I would ever consider any kind of cleavage tattoo is my grandmother did have a butterfly like right around here. And if I could find a picture of it, because I remember it a certain way in my head, but I'm not sure if I remember it right. If I could find a picture of it, maybe I would get one like it just, you know, out of memory.
But you would,
but
okay, see,
reason.
You'd be doing it as an honor. You wouldn't do it because you want it there.
Right.
You're doing it because she had it there.
Right.
So, yeah, that makes more sense. People don't do that.
People don't do
I want that lips tattoos. Right there, or
people
I want.
People don't get, you know, Maria on their boob because the other Maria had it there. No, I guarantee they didn't.
They get their boyfriend they've been dating for 3 weeks across their boob. You know?
Or when they get the actual starfish tattoo, and then it'll say like their mom's name. What the fuck?
Starfish?
My mom's a starfish.
I'm like, I guess that's what you think of your mom.
Starfish.
Making shit all day. Which, those tattoos are very interesting, actually. They got to be painful as fuck.
Which ones?
The asshole.
Around the asshole.
You go right around the ass.
That's what a star. All right, got it.
Brown,
like, wait,
okay,
what?
My bad. Brown starfish.
Oh, brown eye.
Brown
all
starfish.
Right, got it.
I haven't seen
brown
those.
Eye. Yeah, they're interesting.
I've never seen one either.
They
so. Got to
be extremely
my
painful,
list,
though.
I guess.
I'm going to Google that shit.
Yeah.
Right now.
There's a porn star that I like that has one. I think it says, like, Little Angel or something. I don't know what it
little
says.
Angel
but
asshole.
She has a butt tattoo, anal tattoo. Hmm. Interesting stuff.
Sexy.
Yeah,
I want to get one on my lip. Say fuck you. So
I know this one girl. I know her personally. She had a tramp stamp right, obviously right there, mm-hmm. and it said "Lucky you." So pretty much while you're fucking her, you get a nice little residual message.
Yeah, Snapchat
it.
I
did see a thing online recently. It was a guy that one of those weirdos that gets the fucking tattoo inside their lip.
Yeah,
and he had gotten his girlfriend's name, which of course he hasn't dated her for years now, and it's still there. Except his girlfriend's name was Isis. So he has ISIS tattooed inside his lip now.
And well, I bet he's on some hidden, list now.
You know?
Yeah.
Two of them.
Just like me, I'm probably on some list now because I pay in cash. I'm probably being watched right now.
It's a dying art, brother.
Yeah, it is.
What's the stuff on your list? You haven't asked hardly anything.
Yeah.
Come on. Get
my list?
Yeah, your list.
I told you I'm random open book today. I'm just talking. I just came along for the ride.
You don't have any questions?
Nah, today's been
a
pretty random day.
You're not curious about anything?
I'm always curious about everything.
Are you bi-curious about anything?
No, I'm not bi-curious.
Wait, no. Not at all?
No.
Not at all.
You don't say you don't have... You weren't here when we talked Kinsey numbers, were we?
I actually took a quiz. Apparently there's a quiz you can take.
Is it a BuzzFeed quiz? So it's really...
It's like a legit quiz. Because, okay. I mean, I knew... I had an idea of where I fell on it, but you can take a quiz and it'll tell you where you fall on it. And so I was a 2. Which, I screen captured it because I had a good little...
Wait, what's a 2? Like, 2 okay. meows? Or
I'll explain it while she's looking.
2 meows? Yeah.
The Kinsey scale, it's a scale of... It's 1
oh,
to 6,
Oh, it's that
right?
shit you were talking with Gordo last time.
Yeah.
Oh, were you here for that?
Yeah, oh, okay. I was here.
1
Kinsey,
2 Kinsey.
Yeah, 2 Kinseys. Oh, yeah. He said if he can handle right. 2 Kinseys, then he's good. Yeah,
I can handle 2.
I witnessed that. That's some bullshit.
Maybe 3 if you're...
Still not funny.
He never really answered it. Oh, it didn't really screen capture.
Yeah, he said he was 7 Kinseys or something at first.
8.
I thought it was 7.
700.
2 billion.
It didn't really...
62 years old.
Oh, Lord. Oh, well.
It didn't really screen capture well, but...
We get it, though. We get the gist of it.
I understand.
So it was not... Like, 3 is equally homosexual or heterosexual. Like,
so
no
little,
preference.
You're a little curious.
Way. But 2 was basically, I guess, primarily heterosexual with some homosexual tendencies, I guess.
Like, if you were to stumble on gay porn, you might not... Right away,
might
close
not turn
out.
It off.
It's somewhere
you
between
might stay there for a little longer
in the middle in 50-50.
That's probably what it would have said, but that wouldn't be true about me because I don't watch lesbian porn.
I meant like if you stumbled upon it, you wouldn't be like, oh shit,
you're less
trying
inclined
to close
to like...
it down. You know what I mean? You might stay there and look and just be like,
yeah, but
and then close.
Well, that depends on the story, Gordo. Like you were saying,
what?
Fuck, let her talk.
Fuck you.
I don't like lesbian porn, but I like men and women or men and men. I don't like women and women. But in life, I like women or men.
Have you ever been with a woman?
Yes, I've been with 2 women.
At the same time?
Not at the same time. Damn. I've been with 2 men at the same time, but not 2 women.
Have you been with 2 men, Travis?
No.
At the same time?
At the same damn time.
I've been with a man and a woman at the same time.
How was that? I want to do that.
Would she have preference over
I want to try that. Someday.
It was really good. Although before I said this, I was thinking if the women were likely to hear this, but they're not. The 2 women I have been with were, I don't know how to pick up women. I know how to pick up men. I don't know how to pick
Neither
up women.
Neither do we.
So the women I've been with were not really my types of women. I just happened to get lucky, I guess.
What's up? You drink? You're looking good in that. Let's go.
I guess I got picked up. I don't know. So it would have been better if they had been my type of woman. So, yeah.
What is your type of woman?
Softer woman. I don't like really...
Butchy, Benny.
Delicate, frail. Like, I'm not much for blondes. I don't like really skinny, bony women. Like, I think Nora's really pretty. I saw pictures of her.
She'd be someone you would get with?
I think so. I mean, I'd have to meet her. I mean, personality has a lot to do with it. Like, chemistry and eye contact has a lot to do with it. I don't go for skinny people, usually. So, I have a friend, Ellie. She's really, I'm attracted to her. I'll show you a picture of her. She's like, has blue hair and she's kind of a.
Go on.
Kind of, what's the word? I guess rockabilly, maybe a little.
Okay, that's what's so, that's hot.
Yeah, that is actually hot. Now,
you know?
Now I'm excited.
So.
For you to get with her.
Well, she's not into me.
We are video majors.
Just saying she's my style.
You know, we are professionals in video media.
So.
Semi-pro.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how to pick up women, so that's neither here nor there. When you were asking what's my preference, you mean men or women, or what's my preference on threesomes, or what were you asking there?
All of that.
My preference is men.
Yes.
Though I have thought sometimes that it might be easier to have a relationship with a woman if I ever tried that.
Why, just on the same level, or?
Just because sometimes it seems like men are so much trouble. She's on the
left,
but they're both attractive.
Oh, that's what's up. Digging the blue hair.
Digging the tits.
Yeah.
So. I'm digging the boobs.
So yeah, but no, I'm definitely primarily straight. I'm more attracted to men.
What kind
of men? If I were in a relationship with a woman, I would. She'd have to worry about me running off with a guy every now and then.
What kind of men are you attracted to?
Are you talking about physically?
Sure. Let's say you're at a bar or some kind of social gathering, and you see this guy. What does he look like? He catches your eye.
He's not skinny.
Okay.
That's probably about it. I mean,
so
I don't really
you,
have
so
a
you
type.
So you like some meat on him, basically?
So you don't. Mm-hmm. You don't have any other preference, like beard, long hair, tall.
He's taller than me.
You're kind of tall, so that's interesting.
You got awfully offended at the one beard thing I posted on Facebook, though.
Which thing did you post?
About the bacteria and beards. You were my anti-beard post.
I like beards, but it's not like a.
It's not a
he
deal
has
breaker.
To have a he has to have a beard. No, I do like beards, but no. I mean, I've dated all types. I've dated Hispanic men, white men. I've dated a couple of black men. Although I have to say, if I'm honest, it would take. Well, no, they do have really big dicks. That's true. But
Gordo's face. He was disappointed. He didn't want to hear that.
No, I knew it was coming.
But to be honest, he would probably have to be like the most amazing man on the face of the earth for me to date another black man. I kind of got burned with that one. So,
wow, that bad?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, I guess I probably am attracted to men with brown skin a little more than white men, but it's not a huge difference. So, yeah. I would say I'm definitely more attracted by personality than by looks. I mean, that makes
but
so much more of a difference.
But you can't suck personality's dick, though.
Well, I don't know. I think why you might kind of can.
Why? I don't know.
Well, it doesn't have a dick. Personality.
I guess I quite understand his reasoning.
I see where he's going with it, but it didn't work
I will
out.
Say this, though. I'll agree, though. When the lights are off, it's like you're not fucking their looks anymore, though, you know? So I guess personality does. It does matter. People,
it matters.
A lot of people say, no, it doesn't matter.
It matters a lot.
She's got to be hot, but it's like, well,
it does.
I don't know what the
you.
Statistic is, but I'm sure more
so
than 50%
much.
Of people have sex in the dark. I don't know.
Lights on.
I like lights on.
Out in the middle of the street, personality matters more.
There you
like
go.
95% more.
So you like the thrill then? Oh, shit, we're going to get caught. The neighbors are looking.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I thought
that
she meant outside.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
what I thought
too. Having sex. I was like, oh, shit.
No, I'm just saying that your interaction, how they feel about you, whether they like you, whether there's a
so is it a fuck or like an emotional like basically where is you're going to or
is that more than an orgasm for you then?
What do you mean?
Is that stimulation that you get from an individual? Because you were talking about how you don't like people as a as you know
humanity as a whole.
Yeah, but you like individuals.
Okay, so what's your question?
So what I'm asking is, would you say that the connection you have with that person that turns you on personality wise is that bigger than a physical orgasm?
Definitely.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
I think that sums it up.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got for us? I know that can't be it.
Well, I mean, it kind of. I mean, I got a few little things. I had a few other things on there of what I've done before, but they're not big things. Just.
What's the most batshit crazy thing you've ever done that you will never again do in your life?
Ooh.
That you'll admit to, of course.
That I'll never do again. God, I've done so much crazy shit. I don't know if I'll remember it all.
Three. I was going to say it. I don't
need three.
Okay. Well, I was going to say it. And not even necessarily something like a terrible relationship you were in, but like, you know, a spur of the moment, cliff diving, you know, that kind of craziness.
She says,
I don't regret anything I've done, I don't think.
It would have been funny if you said, eat at India House.
What?
Because that would have been my biggest regrets, is eating at fucking India House over there on 4th Avenue.
Really?
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever shit so much. My soul came out of my ass.
At Indian House?
But we won't go there, because that's horrible.
I'm amazed we made it this far before Gordo turned it into turned
I'm
that
sorry,
into a shit
I'm
story.
Sorry. I apologize, no, Jimmy, for interrupting with my caca story, my bukaka story. No,
you
but
I can't. I don't know. You know, I mean, I've done a lot. I joined the Army. I moved away from Georgia.
You joined the Army?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had that vibe from you. Cool. There it is.
I've been married couple of times. Sure. I've been divorced a couple of times. I've changed oil for a living. I've had shit ton of jobs.
Like at an oil like rig? Jiffy like Lube. Oh, all right. I thought you meant like oil rig like in Texas. So I was like, God damn.
I've, you know, I've had babies. I've just done so much stuff. I've had threesomes. I just do everything. If it crosses my mind, maybe I should try this. I just do it, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that kind of sucked. I just don't do it again. And, you know, it's just that's how I live my life.
Trial
and
error.
I wish Travis was like that.
All prude.
You guys are like total opposites. That's crazy that you guys are friends. But that means that you're gonna a little bit of her is gonna rub off though.
I have my moments anyway.
So.
Yeah, you've come out of your shell.
Yeah, definitely. Like in the last 4 years, I'd say you're like 180 now. You are not the same.
Not 180, but
175.
168. Yeah,
okay, whatever.
162.
Okay, 162.
162.
Yeah. Yeah, because you cuss now, yeah, you drink now, you probably smoke now.
No, I don't smoke.
You're there almost.
Probably do recreational drugs and three.
You have vices now, put it that way. Yeah. You have vices.
It wasn't that bad.
You know what I will never do again? Is I will never partner myself with a man who does not love me. That's what I will never do again.
Yeah, it sounds like it has bad written all over it.
You've been married previously?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is your second?
She just went through all this when you were not paying attention, apparently.
I didn't remember you had a failed marriage.
She's been married several times. A handful of failed relationships.
No, I thought she was saying the relationships
in general, not
marriages.
If you don't mind me asking, how long were you guys together before you got married?
Which relationship are we talking about?
Give me an example of two.
Well, how many failed marriages
do
you have?
I'll just go ahead and just put it all out there for everybody because not very many people know all of these stories.
No, I'm curious.
I've never been pretty private about all of this, so I'll just go ahead and stop being private. When I was 19, when I was 14, I had a pen pal from Australia. When I was 19, I married that pen pal. I mean, there was some story in between there, but that's a short version. That I don't even tell people about this marriage because I don't consider it a marriage, really. We got divorced really quickly.
Hmm.
Okay.
He was Catholic, and he got it annulled, so that's why I don't tell people. It was like basically my first real practice attempt at a grown-up relationship, and it ended super quick. So I don't think Travis even knew about that.
You mentioned it.
So then when I was 24, I moved to California. And in that same year, I married my kid's dad, the Marine. Mm. And we were married for about 7 years. And then we got a divorce. And then I lived with someone. I never legally married him, but we were together for about 7 years. So it was, for all intents and purposes, like a marriage, but we weren't married. 6 or 7 years, and we split up. And then I met the man that I have my two additional kids with, my stepkids, and we were together 3 years. And he was a good man, and we're now separated.
And then you met Travis. I wonder how many years you'll get out of Travis. Would you consider Travis a potential
candidate,
partner, or is he just a friend?
In this scenario, are you available?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm out. It's just you two.
He's the only choice I have?
No. As in right now, like, do you consider him potential partner?
Are you asking, would I date him?
Yes.
Yeah, I would date him.
You already asked me.
Would you date Gordo?
Would you date me?
Mm-hmm.
Would you date Manny?
I'm too skinny for her.
He's not my normal type, but he does seem
he's
like
brown,
a really
skinny.
Nice guy.
Manny's
I would give
nice
him
guy.
A chance.
Yes.
I would vouch for Manny. I'd vouch for Travis, too, though. So he's a nice guy.
You got my vote.
If I was a girl, I would date you, Travis. You seem like
what if he likes guys?
Gordo over here.
Well, I don't like guys, so. But because you are a very loyal person, so I'll give you that one. You're loyal.
And yeah, it's hard to come by nowadays.
In this town, very. Because fucking motherfuckers are shady as shit. I'll give you that one, Travis. That is very powerful. That is a very powerful attribute. Because it's rare as fuck.
Hey, he's one of those guys you could call at like 5, 6 a.m. Hey, dog, help me out. And
just not from a payphone, though.
Not from a payphone.
Just for throwing that
one,
out there.
That is the only fucking time.
Make and sure I came ever, through.
Make sure ever, you don't cut. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's the only
you
time that
through.
Has ever fucking happened. One
oh my
night,
God.
I was up stupid late for some reason. I was tired as fuck. I had my phone on vibrate, which I normally don't even sleep with my phone on vibrate. It's always on next to my bed. And right as it was, you know, ass crack at dawn, I was exhausted. I had just like started barely waking up, I think, and I heard it vibrating. And I think I had even already missed a call or two from it. I think it was it waking me up. I glanced over and it was like fucking unknown number. Or it might have been a 785 number.
Yeah.
Either way, it wasn't a contact in my phone. I was fucking exhausted. And I was like, fuck, no, I'm not, no. And I ignored it. And I think it might have rang one more time because I get wrong calls all the time, wrong number calls more often than I get real people calling me in the middle of the night, which neither is that often, but still. So I fucking let it go because I'm thinking to myself, anybody I know, their number is in my phone. If it matters, they'll leave me a voicemail maybe.
I did.
You know.
I did.
Don't
there
you
was
know
no
that
fucking voicemail.
When,
yes, did.
When people uh-uh. call you in the middle of the night, it means somebody died.
Yeah.
No, and I understand that. And I also have quite a few friends that I have told me, if you ever call me at 2 in the morning for a ride home because you're drunk, I will get my ass out of bed and drive you home because I'd rather you not end up in jail.
So,
but,
does that,
well, okay,
does that,
maybe,
is that
maybe
me
I didn't
too?
Leave
you
a voicemail.
Leave a voicemail because
okay.
I didn't know
you're probably right.
Later in the day or whenever.
But here's
you
why,
to
though,
again.
I didn't leave you a voicemail. I didn't have any more money.
Because you wanted your quarterback.
Exactly. I had to keep calling you because I hoped that you'd wake up. If I left a voicemail and then you didn't call back, I'm fucked. I needed that quarter to call someone else. So I had to make sure that I got it back until you answered. I remember, though, I called you 3 times and it rang. I let it ring on time. Then after, like, I think it was the 3rd or 4th time. They went straight to voicemail, and I was like, this fucking dick. That means you actively went, bing, and
because
you started,
I,
you turned your fucking phone
like
off.
I said it. It fucking rang a couple times. It was unknown. I was exhausted. It was
dude,
like,
if you were in front
like
of me,
quarter,
I probably would have killed you because I was
like,
so mad.
It was like 6:45, I think, in the morning.
How do you think I felt?
I was so mad because I was like.
You're the one who you lost?
Yeah, I finally called him once I got, I think I got my phone, and I was able to call you because my phone had died. And
no,
I think did I
you end up at my house?
I didn't call you at all.
You ended up in my house like at 7, waking my dogs, rah, 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 my girlfriend, what the fuck?
Yeah. I just went straight to his house.
How did you get to his house?
I finally got to Main Street where my car was.
Well, how did you get from fucking Araby to there?
I was able to call somebody, and they picked me up. And that's the thing. I memorized your number because I go, you know what, Travis?
Yeah,
because he
didn't have his phone.
And I had his number memorized. I didn't have yours, but I still don't actually because I don't know why.
That's what sucks in this day and age. Nobody knows anybody's phone number anymore.
Yeah. Phone,
well, I memorized
everyone
his because
relies on their phones.
I figured he, you know, he's like I said,
mine's pretty easy to remember.
That
too.
It is actually.
I don't know your phone number.
246 That's away.
Yeah, but,
sorry.
Dude, are you gonna bleep that one out?
I'll cut that out. Don't worry. So yeah, that's what happened, and that was a very interesting night. A lot of shit happened following that night.
That was just the predecessor to a long journey.
I guess I turned out to be a piece of shit friend because I didn't want to lie in court for somebody when he was 100% wrong, and I won't get into the details because it's a personal thing on his behalf, but yeah.
But you can look on AZ Courts under case number...
So, 2012 it's funny that happened and that you're here to hear the other side of the story.
The cool part was finding a bunch of alcohol.
Yeah. Well, let me just finish the story. Fuck it, because there's some cool parts. Finally, I went to Manny's house, got him. He fucking woke up.
Creechies in the eyes and everything.
We went over there to get the car because I didn't want my friend's car to get impounded because I knew it was gonna. So we went, got it, and I remember that before the cops came, we had dumped like 7 or 8 bottles of full fucking liquor that were open, but they were full. So we're like, fuck. So we chucked that all into the field, and we went back, and I was like, dude, there's like at least $100 of alcohol out there in the field. So we went fucking looking for it. And we only treated like, what, 4-3 bottles?
Yeah.
Like 2 that were wine and 2 that were like high class, like tequila and shit. No. 1 was high class. The other one was like some bullshit, Seagram's or some shit.
Backyard boogie.
So, yeah, we took that home, and he helped me out, and I fucking fell asleep for the rest of the day. And this was like 6-7 in the morning by the time my night ended. Good times.
Sounds like fun.
Yep.
It was interesting.
All my buddies call me like 6 a.m. or wee hours in the night for help.
Manny, help me.
Manny.
Pretty much. If I probably would have came here if Manny wasn't closer.
Yeah.
I probably would have just came to your house.
And beat you up.
Yeah, I would have like broke the window. Answer the phone, motherfucker, while I'm calling you. You wouldn't kill a dog for $2 billion? Shut the fuck up. You would kill a dog.
Like what? Like a rabbit dog or
any
what?
Dog? No.
Like fucking...
Not obviously your dogs, you wouldn't. I don't think so.
Hell no.
But a random backyard dog. Chilling.
Like, what, he's just chilling, not doing anything?
And you shoot him, and then this guy gives you money.
That's a hard one.
That's like a dickhead move, dude.
You
like,
can give that
like,
guy...
Dude, do I see, like, the little
you can
kids
give that
playing
guy $10,000, and I'm sure
like,
he'll be okay
like,
about Rufus.
Scenario?
Nothing. The scenario is there's this shady-ass man. He's got a briefcase. It's all legit. You know you're going to get it. He pulls out this briefcase full of money, and you're like, you shoot that dog and give you this money.
Where
you
like,
have to deal with the consequences.
Are we in the city?
You're right here in the front yard, motherfucker. There's a dog in somebody else's yard.
Oh, my God. I feel bad.
He hands you the gun, one bullet. You only get one chance. You miss, you're
I'm
fucked.
I'm with Manny on this one.
I, you know what?
I hate even saying
like,
it,
I love animals, but that's...
I'm not saying you don't.
I know, but still, I'd feel bad. You know, once that's someone's pet or, you know, I think of stuff afterwards. I'm like, ugh.
Travis, if somebody went and shot your dog and they immediately offered you $10,000, would you get over it? Would you get over it?
I would flip the fuck out.
It would be an emotional tragedy, but wouldn't you get over it? I mean,
you said that kill. You didn't say shoot.
I did say.
I think he meant bolt the same either way.
Kill.
Shoot
kill.
To kill.
You have to kill.
Okay, well, I can kill it a little more humanely than that, can I? Can I, like, take it to the Humane Society and be like,
well,
can
I
we
mean,
stop
you if you shoot the dog in the head,
well, that's
I think
hey, that's
gonna,
old school, like old Yeller traditional putting him to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Break his neck,
make
whatever.
Make me be an asshole.
Instant death. You instantly kill the dog.
Okay.
What if you like blew up the dog?
But I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be standing in the front yard crying like a baby.
Of course you are. But then with your
money. You'd get over it and seek revenge less.
You'll be crying. You'll be putting out your tears with $100 bills.
I worked with a guy that actually, he lived with another coworker of mine. And the guy who actually, he was like renting a room from the one guy. And the guy who actually leased the place had a dog that at times could be a little annoying to many of us.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And the other coworker of mine who was renting the room from him didn't get along with the dog because the dog was pushy, liked to steal food, things like that. So one time, the guy who didn't like the dog and another one of my coworkers were at the house alone with the dog, and they proceeded to force the dog to watch the ending of Old Yeller over and over. What the fuck? Like, literally, I mean, they were pretty drunk and I'm pretty sure high, but they literally, like, sat on the floor in front of the TV, held the dog between them, and made the dog watch the TV as
the dog
they watched that
afterwards?
Scene over and over. No, she was as stupid as ever.
Do they smoke the dog out too? Or?
I'm pretty sure that qualifies for the first class seat to hell.
There's another story. I don't know which happened first, but that at some get-together at the guy's house, my one friend had drank a bunch of Goldschlager and a beer and everything else, but he had drank a shit ton of Goldschlager, I guess, towards the end. Proceeded to throw it up, and it came up the consistency of, like, white foam, I guess, and the dog came over and immediately ate it. But they did notice that apparently it stained the cart or bleached the concrete.
Oh, that reminds me of that time I threw up on those dogs, and then they started to eat the throw up on themselves. It was so gross. But that's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you wait, know, I you like that you said
dogs like more than
hey,
one.
Hey, don't read into it too much.
Wait,
I like the part where you said he was drinking. What is it? Goldschlager toward the end. You always drink that shit toward the end. That shit is disgusting. Like,
no,
if you drink
I like
it,
that.
I don't like it.
Oh. I used to. I don't know about it anymore.
I try to take shots of it. It's just disgusting.
It's,
it's either you
I'm
mix
really
it or
drunk on what's the red stuff? The cinnamon.
Fucking reds. No, it's
amaretto.
Fireball.
No, it it tastes
red cinnamon.
Kinda, it's cinnamon.
It's schnapps. No, it's a red hot. No,
no.
Shock top. No.
They might
red
make it
cinnamon.
Anymore. I told you the story one time. I got drunk off of it on the beach with the preacher's son.
No. Go on.
I did what happened.
What is it? It tastes kind of like Goldschlager to me because it's cinnamon.
I hate that taste.
I don't know.
God, I wish I could think of the name of it.
Boone's Farms.
Boone's.
Mad Dog.
Fucking middle school all over again.
See if Google helps me quickly.
Well, yeah, it was in Myrtle Beach. We were sitting on the beach.
Liquor, red, cinnamon, Myrtle Beach.
Right.
See what I got.
Yeah,
it's
the
not
beach, boy.
Myrtle Beach is only part of my story, not part of. So yeah, I won't do that again.
Aftershock cinnamon.
Aftershock.
Aftershock.
Oh yeah, can't
I've
do
never
that
had
anymore.
That.
Yeah, you won't have it again after you sit on the beach and drink it with a preacher's son.
Was it the liquor, or the preacher's son, or the beach that was the problem?
All three.
It's just a bad combination.
You don't like beaches?
I still like beaches.
You don't like beaches.
I was going to say, the beach might have helped with some of the taste.
Yeah, no, it tastes good. It's good. It's good going down, but you don't realize, well.
Him, the drinker or the preacher?
They were both pretty good, as I remember. Yeah, you're sitting there drinking it, and we didn't have a shot glass or anything, so we were just, passing it back and forth. And we thought we got a broken bottle or something because it wasn't working. But as soon as you stand up, you realize it was working.
That
and
sounds
they have,
like a similar drink. That
they have crystals in the bottom of it. And
the
goal
gold
is,
flakes, yeah.
No, not the gold flakes. Like crystals. Like it forms crystals in the bottom of the bottle.
The fuck?
Yeah. Anyway, so if you can get down to the bottom of it and break some off, it's kind of like, the rock candy?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Pop rocks.
You get some, no, not pop rocks.
What rock candy?
Like the sugar rocks.
Yeah.
You know,
you give them at Disneyland and shit.
I like how I know Google aftershock alcohol, and then the second link is top 7 drinks that smash you surprisingly fast.
Hmm.
So yeah, you stand up and you're like, oh shit, yeah, that stuff worked. And
you know
so,
what does that? Have
yeah,
you
we
guys
end up back at the house and in the same bed and
shit got wild. He wasn't a preacher's son when you were
going
there.
I was
gonna
say
he wasn't
a preacher's son that night.
He wasn't wild like life is now, because back then I was maybe 20 or 21. He was like maybe 18 or 19. So we hadn't figured out wild like I've figured out wild now. But for the time in our lives, it was wild. Yeah, I shouldn't have been doing what I was doing with him.
Why not?
40% alcohol.
He was my brother's friend. Oh, he was younger than that, because my brother's 5 years younger than me. So.
Damn.
Yeah. I can't look at him in the eye anymore. Let's just put it that way.
the awkwardness when you see someone, you're like,
oh yeah.
Don't make
we
eye
were there
contact,
with my
don't make
parents,
eye contact.
So it was a family vacation.
This stuff sounds terrible. Every review is...
It's not
It's
terrible.
A bad excuse
well, I mean,
for alcohol
now.
And the taste is horrible.
Yeah, aftershock.
It tasted good.
I've never had... And now I want to try some. Just...
You want a wild out tonight? We'll go downtown, right. Drink some of that, see that's what happens.
Go down to Avenue C and grab some.
All I'm saying is if...
Just don't
if
call you, me at 7 in the morning.
If you're still saying you don't like
four.
Men, don't sit down with him and a bottle
oh, no,
and
we're
drink
good,
it.
Fucking.
Oh, well, hell, I think we have a segment idea now.
What?
Can we get Marcelo
you know what's
drunk
funny?
Enough?
I think if we got
make
smashed...
Make sure you get the anal beads first.
Yeah, true.
We would fight.
Whoa.
No. It would turn into like shirts off
no,
fighting.
No, we're stubborn motherfuckers. We've almost got
oh,
a
yeah.
fight in Walmart before. Like...
Stubborn motherfucker.
Well, I was going to say the time you made my whole
yeah, I was
left arm
say,
turn for fucking purple.
Oh, we went on a
are
punch
you guys
out.
Mean drunks?
No.
We're violent toward each other.
They're obstinate.
You remember that little game like when you're little, you cuss, chichado, like you hit each other on the arm type thing?
You don't.
But you think he's sexy.
I do think he's sexy.
Oh, thank you. But
but when I get drunk, though, I don't turn into like a fucking sex freak. I turn more into like a fucking with him, though. That's yeah. just
no,
how we
it's
are.
It's like brothers, like fucking fighting and shit. But it started off a little so, like a punch like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
he hit
this
me.
One night.
I like how you keep hitting me. I'm going to fucking hit you back.
They took turns doing this start. Back and forth to the point that apparently Manny throws his punches hard enough that Marcelo's arm looked like it was fucking gangrenous for 2 weeks.
But here's the thing, though. I won.
He won.
But I just
it,
had
it,
the
he
after,
didn't look like the winner.
I had the aftershock.
Our friend fell asleep like while we were doing this. Like he watches, he fell asleep. That's how
yeah,
long
we
did
we
it
we were
for.
Slugging each other for like 30 minutes.
It was stupid.
Which,
but it was
which guy should we get for you to drink your aftershock with?
Yeah, who is your type?
Oh, you trying to hook him up?
Yeah, you know, which preacher son do you want?
Ooh, what are my choices? I don't know. No, that's just me and Manny. That's just how we are. I guess in general, though, I'm more of a, honestly, I'm more of a chill drunk. I just kind of like to hang out.
No, but back to the question. What's your type of guy?
Oh, yeah. But no, because that's what we were talking about. Getting all
trying to find
each other.
I told you what my type of girl is, so it's only fair.
I don't know.
He likes long walks on the beach.
I don't know. I don't have one because, like I said, I'm not gay, so I don't think of men.
Doesn't matter.
I know. It doesn't. You're right. But
what
I don't
would
have...
make your gate swing both ways?
I can't think of a guy.
No celebrity, even?
I guess I think about women too much.
Who's your ideal woman?
It wouldn't... For I know for a fact, though, it wouldn't be, like, the generic guy. Like, Manny's kind of like a muscular dude.
So wait, you wanna,
I joke about it, you know?
You want a lumberjack or what? Because
he's... You're kind of like... You're kind of like the definition of, like, you so know, would, a dream guy.
Would it be
with
more...
your muscles and shit.
Like, more of a...
It'd be, like, more of an average dude.
More of a Roy?
No.
Like, a chubby guy or...
Like, average.
Alexis. What's average?
Regular old dude.
So like,
just
like
five.
A little huskier than you? Yeah. Or huskier than you? Not little, because you're not husky at all. But...
Yeah.
I guess just be a normal dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
There'd have to be something about him, I guess. He'd have to be like...
What, a lot of
that's
money,
how
big
I feel
dick?
About girls.
What is it?
There has to be something about him.
Because like I said, I don't think about guys sexually, mm-hmm. so I don't know. But I guess it'd have to be something that attracts me to friends. When I think of friends as guys,
mm-hmm.
I always think there's not physical attraction. It's more of a... How cool is this dude?
I like how he's giving you the stare.
No, I'm just looking out the window because I thought I saw somebody walking out there.
No, that
I usually
total
tend to
sense
trust
to
people
me.
Like right at the first impression. Can I trust you or not?
It's chemistry with friends, and it's the same thing if with somebody if you're attracted to them. And I think it's even more so, for me anyway, for same-sex attraction. So it's probably the same thing you're talking about. Mm-hmm. If you click or not.
Yeah, I agree. Someone could be really, you know... beautiful, gorgeous, whatever, but if their personality sucks, it brings them down.
There's this one guy at work, I won't say who it is, but he's, if you look at him, if you just had a picture of him, you'd be like, oh, that's a hot guy. I remember meeting him and thinking, oh, he's attractive, and as soon as he opened his mouth, I was like, oh, fuck that, not if he was the last man on earth.
Yeah.
Makes him a piece of shit.
There's women like that, same thing. There's hot, and I was talking to somebody about this, about... There's fucking chicks that are... Oh, you were talking on the last podcast. Chicks are super hot, and then you hear their voice, and you're like... Pfft. You just hear their voice. It sounds fucking naggy. Soggy log. It sounds like like high pitched as fuck. You're like,
you just hearing wah 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 wah.
I mean, not the stereotypical. I'm not talking about because she's a woman. No, I'm saying like that voice is fucking soul piercing. Like you're, I could not talk to you.
I think it would be the personality more than a voice for me, even though.
That sometimes,
well,
man.
Some people do have really irritating voices.
Yeah. Like I was saying, the whole friend. Yeah.
Friend dresser.
Yeah, but
friend.
Worse, you know, amp that up a little more.
But the thing is, you have to realize too that the nanny voice is not quite her real voice, too. That Fran
it's all
Drescher's
good.
I know.
Hey, it's all good. We're just saying
the,
example.
The woman she plays in the TV show. I don't follow her career, so sorry if I don't have all the fucking details, but her.
But yeah, personality for sure can kill it.
But a one-night stand, I guess it wouldn't matter, I guess, at that point.
If you're into that,
If we're just fucking, pfft, I don't care.
That's easier for a guy, I think, than
a
girl.
It is.
For
I think so.
Guys. Not all guys. Yeah. Not all girls, but
I mean, if I'm just trying to get my rocks off, hey, whatever.
Alcohol has
you got
a factor.
That voice, whatever. I ain't got to talk to you. Doesn't matter.
Shut up.
If that's my goal, then
yeah, like,
hey,
I can't,
baby, you
want to
wear a ball gag?
Hmm?
You'd be like, hey, baby, you want to wear a ball gag?
I don't get the point of ball gags.
Shut her up so you can't hear her.
Yeah, but there's like other things you can do, like put your dick in her mouth
or the real ball gag.
Yeah, but you can't,
you don't
like,
have
sex with her while your dick's in her mouth.
Yeah, I know, but then you can shut her up. Either or, after or before. You would hope that you'd be shitting her up with how good you're performing sex.
Ooh, yeah. What a good time.
Because why is she talking while you're fucking her?
She's going to be
is she having a conversation?
In her irritating voice, oh, baby, do it
yeah,
harder.
But at that point, you can handle it because you're only going to have to deal with it that night. So.
I almost tried to do an impression of Fran Drescher.
Yeah,
do it.
So
I'm here.
Like,
I'm here,
I'm not going to do
go.
It.
Let's go. Come
no,
on.
I know
no.
it.
Do it. Come on.
No, because I'm the one sitting here staring at a laptop that's recording all this shit. So I have that moment of clarity
sometimes.
We can
edit it out. Don't be a wussy.
No, but I'm not editing this week, so it won't get edited out.
It will.
Try it now. I want to see if you can do one.
No, I know I can't.
Yeah, the moment's passed.
Yeah, it's gone.
We're living in the moment right now.
Yeah.
So you could have a one-night stand? No problem?
Not no problem, but I could have one, yes.
And you could enjoy it?
Yeah.
Why do you say no problem?
Because you never know. You can have a one-night stand with somebody, and then what if you get attracted to them? You're like, fuck.
And what if you get what?
You get attracted. You get hooked. What if you like them? And then you know that person doesn't like you.
Why is that a problem?
Because now you're
you
fucked.
Have emotional
you like them. They don't like you. Now you're like, shit.
So you get feelings.
You could get feelings.
Softy?
No, you could. You don't know. If you fuck some dude, you might get overwhelmed. Or fuck a girl. Fuck her. You never know. It could trigger something in your head, I think.
But you could have a one night stand and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I could, but I choose not to.
Like if that
I
was
like a little
that was
more
my goal,
emotional
yeah.
attachment, me personally.
No. Yeah, that's I don't think that's what she's asking though.
Well,
because,
it kind of is.
Because technically
I could if I wanted, but I'm not that type of person. I like a little more feeling. I like to get to know someone. But if it came down to push and shove, you know, fucking the stars were lined up, the moon was out. But, you know, shit happens. But me personally, I like the emotional attachment.
Could you have a one night stand?
I would have. If I did, I would probably, it would really bother me afterward. But I think it would be really hard for me
bother
to.
You because you'd feel guilty or you'd want more or what?
I think I might feel a little too attached, but at the same time, it would be hard for me to get in that situation in the first place where I really wanted to. Because I, like he said, I for me, I have to have more of an emotional attachment.
I think
your
body's pretty much like the only thing you really, really own, you know, for the most part.
I own this Pepsi can.
Not no more.
No, you don't, bitch. I paid for it.
And I'm going to recycle it.
would you be able to enjoy it physically?
I think I might be able to. I think
in the moment,
yes. I think the before and the after is where I would
no
have the
question
problem.
About it. In the moment.
In the moment, I think I'd be fine.
Well, there's a question about it for some people. Like for me, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't enjoy it in the moment?
More than like, I'd say there's an 80% chance I wouldn't.
What the fuck?
I mean,
I
speak from experience.
I would,
I can't. I usually can't have an orgasm with a stranger. Now, let's say I was your friend for months and months and months, and then one night something happens. Okay, maybe I'll enjoy it. We've built a bond, and I know you, and I can trust you. And that's a different kind of one-night stand. But, yeah, for me it's a little bit different. I can't just go out there and fuck some stranger and then be like, I don't
high
know.
Five. See ya.
Yeah, it's just it's a little bit different.
I don't know.
I'm not ethically opposed to them. I'm like, how do people do that? That's fine. You want to do it, do it. I'm fine with them. I'm okay with them. I just found that they don't work for me.
Yeah.
I just think sometimes that's all we're looking for.
Maybe that's you.
People are always looking for a quick fix.
I mean, because like when you're jacking off, if you, I would imagine if you had the opportunity to fuck a girl instead, that you might take the fucking of the girl instead of jacking off.
Well, I agree, I think that's what a booty call is for. You have
there
a friend that you have a bond with that you can trust.
Yeah,
and
you do have some sort of connection with them still. It's just
let's
you don't have a romantic relationship. It's just a
I got a void in my life. Let's fill it.
Yeah.
It's like when you got food, you go get it and you go eat it, and you come home and you're done. You're not filled.
And fuck your carne asada fries.
Sure. Fuck.
Apple pie, I prefer.
Don't give me any ideas. You know, lately, just on the carne asada fries topic, I don't give a shit about them anymore.
Yeah, no.
You know, I'm kind of surprised.
They're kind of whack now.
They're not made like
they used
to be. I guess the hype's over for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
2015.
I can feel that.
Well, I mean, I was only eating them for the last 4 years, honestly.
I know, but like you were the carne asada fry aficionado. We were going to do like a series of web videos of you reviewing carne asada fries.
I still want to do that, but I'm just saying like they're not that important anymore. They've lost their...
You've outgrown them?
Yeah, If you want to get technical.
Best carne asada fries though? Still AZD?
Nah.
No? Ugh. No.
Hey, dude, I saw that pillar taken out.
Yeah. Yeah. Where?
Best kind of asada fries I've had so far, we're probably going to have to be not Lucy's Tacos, that's for sure. I don't know.
I like Filiberto's.
Oh. Filiberto's.
I haven't had a lot of them from different places.
I have to be like drunk or something to go to Filiberto's.
That's about the only
I don't go there often.
I always associate sloppy and like watery with their food. It's just
I guess carne asada fries is about the only thing I might still eat there. I got converted to Sombrero, and that's all I eat for drive-through. It's
really?
To me their meat's always fresh. Their beans actually have flavor. Filiberto's beans taste like fucking instant dirt. There's no flavor.
Taco salsa has really good carne asada fries.
Haven't had theirs.
I think theirs might be the best.
I like their bean and cheese sonoran rolled tacos though.
Your homies though suck. That guy on Avenue B. Who owns the Mexican shop?
Which homie?
Fucking Peter North. That owns...
Who the fuck's Peter North?
He owns the Mexican restaurant next to Domino's on Avenue B. The guy that pulled his dick out?
Eduardo's?
Wait, and derailed? Wait. Remember he pulled his dick out?
Wait, I had a homie pull his dick out?
That's he looks like Peter North.
Oh, fuck.
He was pulling his dick out, and then you wanted me to arm wrestle him.
Right
now you know?
Wait, no.
What restaurant?
Which friend?
Eduardo's?
Yeah, Eduardo's.
Oh.
Him. Don't you remember?
I'm never going to look at Eduardo the same way now.
He pulled his dick out.
Yes, he was like,
look. And then the girl's like,
oh, yeah.
And then you wanted me to arm wrestle. I'm like, dude, he just handled his dick and not arm wrestle. Go wash your hands, buddy. Because he's a muscular guy.
Yeah, he reminds
me
like a...
No, but he wanted to arm wrestle.
What's the action hero? Fucking Sylvester Stallone. He kind of reminds me of that guy for some reason-ish.
I always thought he looked like Peter North, but...
Peter North, really?
From fucking... From porno, you know?
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, yeah, you recently showed me that, dude. All right. Okay. I was thinking North from True Blood and shit.
No,
God damn.
I don't watch that. I don't watch BT.
Eric Northman, never mind.
You watch
off.
BT, Jimmy? Do you watch?
I don't have TV. I have Netflix, but I don't really watch it.
Yeah. Wait. Cracking niggas' jaws, running holes into walls. Niggas yelling, door, door, hoes screaming, door, door. We be cracking niggas'
jaws, running holes into walls. Niggas yelling, door, door, hoes screaming, door, door. So what are you saying, Manny?
What's it?
Peter North, your homie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Arm wrestling, whipping his dick out.
Wrestling.
Fuck, dude.
That was a very interesting night, man. Thank you for inviting
me. Well, come out tonight. It'll be another interesting night.
I'm going to come all right.
Oh, what?
But
you got anything written on your hand there? I see ACWM.
Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I need to get my tattoo soon.
WM, it's a white male.
Exactly. Assassin's Creed white male. You got it.
That's what he's for
his
tonight.
Code is so fucking obscure. We'll never figure it out, I don't think, either.
You might get a WM. It's very obvious.
Waste management.
Yes. Diarrhea, remember?
Well, I don't know. Now I'm curious. WM.
I'll give you a hint. It's Walmart.
Oh. Well,
That's a good hint.
Yeah, I'm reminding myself that I have to go to Walmart.
Does he need to buy some AC at Walmart? Or
I might have to.
What is AC then?
Just
ass cream. It's ass cream, isn't it? anal
cream. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. Anal cream. After we're talking about the anal beads, yeah. I'm going to need the cream. Yeah. I want to add something here.
Okay, so. I knew that.
No courtesy spits, just using cream.
Hey,
no.
Did you guys have any questions? Nobody talked about questions from people. Like
from the
guests. Our viewers have gone a little cold.
You know what? I never write you guys questions or anything.
Why not?
I'll double check the Facebook page.
Travis, I think...
I never write on the website or anything.
Indirectly asks us questions from you, I think.
Sometimes he does. Yeah.
I don't think he ever says Jimmy asks. He always says a loyal listener or whatever he says. And I kind of know he's talking about you.
Sometimes it's me.
Yeah.
It's usually her.
It's not always.
No one else is asking me
It's not always. Sometimes the loyal listener's not me.
There has been one. Yeah, I think there might have been one or two other.
Might have been a few more than
let's
that.
Let's see. Let me check.
Post. Yeah, I mean, I think we're still taking... We're still crawling. We're not walking yet far as...
We're at 84 likes still. So.
The way this podcast is going. But, you know, we're gaining some traction, I think. I think right now we're kind of plateauing, unfortunately, because we need to figure out what we're doing. But I think we could...
Because you need to get a billboard or
and
something.
And sound effects.
We just need to take this a little more serious, which is where we're going now. We're headed that way. We're getting out of the jungle, I guess, per se.
Jungle fever?
I don't even know what I'm saying, but... We're doing something.
I'm just glad you guys.
No, I like the jungle because
it's
more. You know.
You got the jungle fever.
Yeah. You ever have jungle fever? Oh no, you said you don't. You don't have jungle fever.
Had.
She tried the jungle fever.
You had jungle fever.
I did have it.
Was it fun while it lasted?
It was all right.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean.
I've never been. I mean, it sounds so racist, but I've never been too attracted to black women.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say the same for me. I haven't been too attracted to black men, but sometimes your paths cross with somebody and...
Yeah, that's not to say never, but I guess maybe because I live in Yuma, there's not that... The black community is not very...
It's grown since we were little.
Yeah, I know, but if you go walk down right now, you're going to... 80% of, you're going to see a Mexican guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe white, because Travis lives in the white part of
town. I was in Georgia. I grew up in Georgia, so there's a lot... The black community is a lot more... predominant there, so
yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty it was actually pretty crazy. I grew up in a very racist world, and my dad was racist. Like, my dad told me growing up that if his kids grew up to be with a black person or to be homosexual, they were going to be kicked out. And so I was already an adult when I dated a black man, but I was still living at home. And so when he found out, he kicked me out. For a little while, I didn't tell my parents that I was dating a black guy. And so they knew something was up. They knew I was doing something that they didn't know about. And for a little while, my mom thought I was a lesbian. That's what she thought the secret was. And I let her think it. And so... So.
Well, if I mean, not to be rude, but if I saw you on the street right now, today, the way your hair is, I would think you're a lesbian.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you. And, well, I don't know if you know why my hair is the way it is right now.
No, yeah, he told me. So, and then I saw your daughter when I came over here.
So, for people that can't see me right now, I kind of look like a lesbian. I have, like, short, kind of spiky hair.
Maybe, like, 2 inches long.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the tattoo and everything.
The tattoo has nothing to do with lesbian. It says to
no, but, like, the way you have the hair and it has that look. It just, if you were wearing combat boots, you'd seal the deal.
So... I shaved my head in February,
beginning of February, I think,
because my daughter's best friend has alopecia, which is an autoimmune disorder that doesn't allow her to grow hair on her head. And she was getting bullied at high school and thinking about withdrawing and going to online school. And so my daughter and I, my daughter's 15, shaved our head in support just to show her moral support that, you know, we're there for her. And... So she decided to stick it out, and she's doing good. And my daughter has continued to shave her head. She's actually enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
You won't shave your head another time?
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not loving it right now, and I've been just recently looking at the pictures of when it was shaved, and I liked it a lot better, and I've been tempted to reshave it. But right now I'm just struggling through the the bullshit hair growing back right now.
The fun part, trying to figure out what to do with it.
So whatever.
Yeah, it's like when I try to grow my hair out, I'm just like,
it's too long. It's too long to ignore, but too short to do much with it.
Yep. Yeah. So
you just
kind of
slap some gel
just,
on
it's
it.
It's just hair.
God bless
hat
and beanies.
You know, I'm not overly vain or anything, but anyway, so my mom thought I was a lesbian for a while, and that's what it looked like when I shaved it.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I like the scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. So, anyway, so she thought I was a lesbian for a while, and I let her think it, but eventually they figured out what was up. And so my dad told me I couldn't live there because I was dating a black guy. So I was actually homeless for a few days, and I was living in my car, and I finally found a place to live, a room I rented from some friends. And I don't know, that lasted for a few months. I don't remember exactly how long. And eventually, this black man that I was dating, I woke up one morning, and he didn't live with me, but, you know, occasionally he might, like, stay over. So I woke up, and every dollar that I had, except for the $14 I had in my back pocket, I happened to have fallen asleep with my jeans on that day. He had stolen every dollar that I had except for those $14. And so I had money stashed away in different places, and he happened to know where they were, and he had taken every dollar. So there was no way to deny that it was him that had taken it. So that was the end of that relationship. And the end of any potential future relationships with any black man for me, as sad as that is.
Damn.
And so eventually my cousin also dated a black man and got pregnant by him and married him and got pregnant. And at that time, babies change everything. My family, my racist family, realized that they were idiots and apologized to me, and things change and things got better. And that's all history now. But that's where that story went.
Crazy.
Yep.
Well, hopefully karma bites that guy in the ass.
I'm sure.
As the urban you say, cray cray.
That cray cray.
Well. So I've got my stories.
Travis,
what are your stories?
You know my stories.
I do.
You know, he's so well, normal. Okay.
You know
isn't
enough
he?
Of my stories. That's
Travis is like hyper normal though.
He is.
He's like
too white.
What the fuck, normal? Like,
right.
And I'm the man too.
Like
yep.
Like he likes golfing. He likes frisbee golfing.
Disc golf. It's disc golf.
He likes jet skiing.
Cappuccinos.
He likes long walks on the beach.
The river.
He likes freshly baked pizza.
Gluten-free.
He likes, wine and shit.
With a cap.
He likes cheeses from all around the world.
Resealable.
I don't,
he probably likes regular porn.
Yeah. What is regular porn?
Like you'll never touch like shemale porn ever.
No lemon party on his computer.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us something not normal about you?
I like to sniff my fingers after I stick them up my ass. I'd like you to say that.
You do? Oh,
no, okay. I would love for you to say that.
I do have a new ringtone for Marcelo now. I don't know. What do I do that? How am I abnormal?
Yeah.
What do I do that's abnormal?
Your sexual preference.
I don't know.
Come on, you can admit something.
I knew you were
going to
give me the interrogation light.
We are.
Yeah, tell us. Just tell us one. It doesn't have to be a secret. Just maybe something nobody notices a lot.
I don't know. I don't like pooping in public bathrooms.
Really? What's the reason behind that?
I don't know.
So
I think it's
many
my germophobia.
Like
but no, if you gotta go, you gotta.
Oh
go,
no! If
know?
I gotta go, it'll happen. It just
if you could hold it, you could
possible,
hold it.
Yeah.
Like you'll let your stomach get in knots.
Oh
like,
yeah.
And drive all weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually the same way.
Yeah,
no, he's. I think he's worse than me.
Yeah, that's why.
No, actually, I'm not.
No, you. Yeah.
No, dude, you drove home. I never drive home.
On my lunch hour,
if I have to poop, I'll poop. I'll never drive home, but I will conveniently cater my day to my poop schedule because I already know when I'm going to take a shit.
Like what, early in the morning, late at night? Or
both
what?
Of those are so strange to me.
They are strange. But here, I have
no problem going to work if I have to.
I have a little more leniency.
Hey. Let's go.
Like,
out better the desert. Clean it up than me.
Like, hey. I have taken lots of shits at the work.
I have too. So I avoid it if I can. And if I do, I head off for there's for a very, very short list of bathrooms that I will use there because I try to use the ones that are less traveled and less of a fucking shithole.
Why? You don't want to hear someone like hear you?
No. Well, I try to avoid the ones that
you
are.
Grunt?
You know,
you're a grunter. You look
no,
like a grunter.
I'm not a grunter. I just try to find ones that by 6 p.m. haven't had 93 people in them. I mean, because that's the one unfortunate thing at work is we pretty much only have public bathrooms.
I don't care. Like, I look at everyone's shoes. I'm like, don't know. I'm cool.
You know what? For me, it's actually not a germ thing. For me, it's a time thing. I don't poop in 2 minutes. I take my sweet ass time.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know.
I think a lot of guys.
I take an abnormal long time.
Like 10 minutes, 15, 20.
Like somewhere around like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
think that's a guy thing.
I know, but I just feel like when I'm in a public restroom that I'm rushed because there's going to be somebody waiting.
Joe Schmo.
So now this guy is in the bathroom with me, waiting for me to be done, and so it's like
you guys though you have.
I
you
like
only
to be
have
comfortable.
Like one or two, right? Because of the urinals.
No, it's usually
stuff.
Like a bunch
the
of urinals.
One, it depends where you are.
One toilet
work,
or maybe two if you're lucky.
One.
Yeah, I was going to say, the building they work in, both upstairs and downstairs, there's one stall.
One stall.
That, see, we
my
don't
building,
have that problem. All
my building
our
is three
stalls.
Or five, depending if it's upstairs or down. If you go to certain buildings, it's 8 stalls.
I've gone to take a shit, and there will be a dude waiting right
see,
right,
I wouldn't
right there.
See,
but that's my thing is I won't go to that bathroom. I very rarely have ever used the ones in
your
building.
Well, I'm not
going to
walk across fucking the college with fucking shit almost coming out of my ass.
Yeah, the
turtle I'm
going
to go to the nearest
well,
bathroom.
See, I don't cut it quite that tight.
I cut it tight as fuck.
Yeah, I just don't have that problem. I just go.
And that's very. Yeah. I would love to just be able to. Just
I
go.
Still though, and I've heard the horror stories, and I've heard women say it though. I still, to me, have to believe that generally women take better care of a public restroom than men do.
No. I work in public places. No, they're fucking dirty as fuck.
I was gonna say I've seen.
I got in trouble in high school and had to clean a girl's restroom.
Every time I've had to
dirty.
Clean men and women's, men's have been the worst.
Yeah, no. The horrors I see at work. The how many times I go in and there's still shit in the toilet. And no toilet paper.
I think that's a guy thing, though.
No.
Honestly.
How you're
that's
raised.
My question.
How
why?
You're raised.
Because
how
it's,
you're
like
raised.
A, it's like a trophy thing. Like, look at my big old shit.
You take
the fact
a picture
that
of it,
I didn't use any
on
toilet
it.
Paper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing, too.
That's my thing. Be a giant fucking shit, and there's no toilet paper. I mean, I want to hope they walked into the next stall and wiped or something, but.
Yeah, right.
It's like, no.
You look
yeah,
for
no,
the guy
actually,
with
that's
one
that's a good
sock.
Point. Is the absence of toilet paper is
and
fucking
it's not a rare
whack.
Occasion either. That's what gets
but
me.
But then
how
you know
often?
What? If you stick your nose in the trash bin, I bet there's caca paper in the universal trash bin.
I generally avoid that.
Well, if you want to find out next time, stick your nose in there, and I'll bet you smell some caca.
I will assure you, I will not.
But
or
you,
you'll see some caca.
I don't not to get away from the point, but I don't think that your secret that you just told makes you. Abnormal. I think it just reiterates the point that you're
average Joe Schmo. Okay.
You're like this.
You're a human,
white, normal, privileged guy. That
I'm the man.
Yeah, you are the man.
I'm the man.
The man.
Okay, like
I'm the guy
I know.
Take
I know
Border Patrol checkpoints. You know
that Marcelo has visited ex-hamster once or twice in his life because he mentioned
once or
it.
Twice, maybe today.
I just learned about that yesterday.
Yeah, he finally learned. Wow.
So, if you were to go to ex-hamster,
what about Squirrel Talk?
Which tab would you click on first? Like which genre? What is the word I'm looking for?
Genre. Sure.
Which genre of porn would you first click on?
Let me call up the list real quick here to see.
Okay.
Really, you have to look.
Gordo.
Right away for me.
I don't know
why.
Categories
but I'm really into. First thing is I like to click on blowjobs. I'm so weird about that.
Let's see.
Because it's almost like I'm having sex.
That's weird.
So I want to start with the blowjob. But then I usually don't click on anything. That's the fucked up part. Is I usually don't watch anything in that category. I usually just like search like one or two like pages, and then I go to something else.
So you just look at the thumbnails you're
yeah,
saying,
basically.
And then you go to something else,
and then I go to something else. I always feel like I have to start the same way I would.
You would do in real life.
I would like to start in real life. Yeah, I like that foreplay, and that trips me out. Is that I do that? Because there's no point. There's no reason. This is not where I'm not really having sex.
You don't. It doesn't have to be logical.
I know it's not, but it's
you don't
crazy.
Have to justify your porn.
No,
experience.
I know. I'm just saying though, it trips me out even when I think about it and when I say it out loud because I'm like, oh shit, why do I do that? But
because that's the way you like it.
I would imagine.
Works.
How about HD videos? Does that count as a category?
No.
Nah. That's more of a preference.
No, I know.
Because you can see the same two videos.
The whole list here.
In shitty quality.
Maybe for the listeners, you could read some of them out.
Well, that's I'm looking. They have Serbian.
What strikes your interest?
That's the whole point of this. I'm just looking at some of the categories they have here.
Serbian?
Serbian is a really odd one. Argentinian is a strange one. Egyptian.
Maybe read some of the more vanilla ones.
More vanilla.
No, the ones you would go
what,
to.
Like ball busting?
Go on.
Just read out the list while you're deciding.
No, I honestly think of this group. I don't. Who's squeaking? I think the one. I don't know. The first one I think I noticed on here probably is Deep Throat. I don't know why.
Okay.
Deep yeah. Throat. Hey, that's funny. That's kind of like.
Yeah, kind of. Manny, what about you? What do you think you're?
I don't know. I just saw there's the list. Oh. This is the list of my choice.
If you scroll down farther, it gets
into,
you know.
If you just go to the main page, though, they give you the main ones.
Yeah.
That's going to go in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
So what? You don't want that one.
Cosplay looks interesting.
So you'll never leave that fucking page if you click that
fetish?
One.
Fetish? What the fuck?
Because you don't know what you want. There's too
Group
many choices.
Sex.
Yeah. It's like when you tell a kid.
Oh, that's like subsections.
It's soda.
Well, yeah,
those are all subsections.
There's more. That's not
there's
the
like,
mobile site.
There's black, and then there's black and gay. And black and gay.
No,
gay
it's,
black
no,
and
it's, no, no, it's not. It's not
well,
that.
They do that, though.
It's not, no, this doesn't have the
Mexican,
gay and
muscular
transsexual
women.
Stuff on it.
It doesn't have
Polish.
No, that's
yeah,
it's
that
lower.
Does
you
sound like
more
than
website.
What I'm used to seeing.
Yoga caught my interest.
Yoga.
Yeah, right. I'm not used to seeing all of those that he's reading.
Strap on? What the fuck? Strip
they're not.
You
they're not in the left
on
column.
On
you have to
no,
pick categories.
No, I know, but teens, tie.
Okay, look, here are the general ones. Amateur, anal, Arab, Asian, BBW, BDSM, big boobs, bisexual, black and ebony, Brazilian, British.
Slow down.
What did you click on? Categories?
Cream pie,
cuckold.
I never clicked that one. I should. Female choice.
I can introduce you to one.
Femme, dumb, French, gangbang, gays. I don't know why that's highlighted. Oh, because it's. In
I don't know what I'm doing.
Gallery.
Travis, take your phone from me.
German grannies, group sex, hairy.
Warning: you will see nude photos.
Hardcore. HD videos.
Manny hands my phone back to me. I don't know, I'm saving that fucking gif.
Interracial, Italian, Japanese, lesbians. Massage.
You're not listening to your choices.
Matures, MILFs, old and young, public nudity, females.
Fucking gay personals open in the background.
Swingers.
Seriously, Manny? Seriously.
Swingers. Oh, he did it?
His fucking gay personals.
Nice. Teens,
would like to use my current
tie,
location. Nope.
Vintage, voyeur, and webcams. Those are like your general
categories. Yeah, that's what we were looking
for. All right, so all that shit I was seeing on Travis's
phone. Yeah, no,
yeah, that's the fucking dictionary of porn. This is the, you know, internet of porn. That doesn't make any sense.
I haven't
just
dabbled with
I
that
sense.
Yet,
right.
So I don't even.
Well, just look at them and pick one.
Right. Like I just sent that GIF.
No, you have
oh,
to read.
I thought you meant like just pick one to pop up.
You're just looking at this list. Take 5 seconds and pick one.
Like, right. Okay,
five.
No, you have to.
With your eyes open.
Oh, I thought you meant like just like.
All right, hold on, Manny.
Okay,
hold on,
Manny, listen.
All right, you want me to
okay,
pick
something? Okay, you're at home. You're like in the mood. And you're like, I'm going to watch some porn. I'm going to pick one of these to watch. Which one would you pick?
Right, I'm going
to
count. I'm going to count down. I'm going to count down from 10. All and then you pick one, okay?
All right.
10.
Hold
nine,
on, glasses. I'm gonna,
eight,
don't pressure.
Seven, six, five.
Amateur, because shit sounds like it'd be like really
there you go
wild
then.
For
so
okay.
You, it wouldn't even. It didn't even take you 6 seconds to pick. So amateur would be your.
Yeah, it's also
your,
like second alphabetically.
And it was first there, so.
Oh, okay.
But,
what
no,
would
but,
be? What
but,
would be?
Amateur
something else. All right. How about the ones you would? Just say the ones you would click on.
Well.
So
yeah,
amateur
Brazilian. They're,
Brazilian.
They're having fat asses, so I'm kind of intrigued by that. Celebrities, because you know you never know. Some shit might be get wild. What the fuck? I don't know. You never know. I might see.
No, I mean him because he fucking like yelled into the mic or something. What else?
I don't know, man. I like I told you, I'm really not into it. So
how old are
Asian,
you?
I'll be 30.
Yeah. He's a little behind on the
technology. Yeah, he just got Instagram.
Yep.
Well,
like this week.
That's not really. What
no,
I was
because
thinking
he's not.
Not my
you mean that he
tea.
Doesn't know his preferences
yeah, no,
more
not,
clearly?
I don't think Manny actually watches that much porn.
I don't.
Between all of us, I think he probably watches the less out of
it. I'm pretty sure I watch the least.
Yeah.
It's not really my cup of tea. I'd rather be with someone than watch someone get it on. That's
got
it.
Well, I wouldn't even say it like that. I would just say because technology-wise, I don't think you'd really go through all the trouble of trying to find something. Because
clearly it is so hard in this day and age to acquire pornography on a cell phone.
It's me. I make it hard.
I'm not saying that's that. What she said. But I mean, right away for me, yeah, I'd go to. Hey, blowjobs.
What happens after blowjobs?
Anything.
It's not always the same.
No. Blowjobs is probably the only one that I go to like straight.
After that, it's kind of gay.
Kind of gay?
Well, he
didn't say that it was blowjobs under the straight tab either.
It is actually.
You pondered that longer than I thought.
Because I've already made a login. I have a user, so it has all my.
You have favorites.
It has my preferences.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't. I haven't made any favorites. I don't take the site that serious. But I made a profile so that when I get on there, it's like at the page that I want, which is usually somewhere
around. Do you go to Motherless?
What's Motherless?
No, I don't frequent it, but I've been there. Hmm. It's just another alternative porn site.
So what are the top-rated ones then? I'm not familiar.
Honestly,
I just learned about X-Hamster.
X-Hamster is like number
one. I mean, Pornhub and what is it, YouPorn, RedTube, or... They're kind of the old one. I think X-Hamster is like the most well-known at the moment.
X-Hamster is number one.
I think it seems like it has everything most people want.
Amateur, though, I think you'd like Motherless better.
Yeah, Motherless is okay.
Motherless has more amateur. X-Hamster is a little more...
general?
Yeah.
Like, what's the opposite of amateur? I mean, like more staged?
Produced,
one. Yeah.
Staged.
Yeah. It has both.
It does have amateur.
Yeah, I was going to say it has both. But what I like about X-Hamster, it's just general. It's quick. It's if you're just looking to,
straight to the point.
You're just trying to bang it out, boom.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take your time, X-Hamster isn't the place to go. Because all the videos there are like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Three minutes. They have some that are longer, but a lot of them are short.
A lot of them are short. They're mainly small ones. The longer ones are on Motherless. You can find like a 30-minute fucking video on Motherless.
There's 20, 30-minute stuff on X-Hamster.
I'm not saying there isn't. I'm saying if you go and look, you click random ones, you're going to find more like...
Well, yeah, there's a lot of short ones.
3, 5... I don't know how long it takes you to jack off, but...
Mind-blowing all this information.
You're going to turn Manny into a porn addict yet.
Well, hey, guys. Manny, you haven't left your house.
We're not going to turn him into one. We're just going to unlock his true porno
in
addiction.
In 2 weeks, his right forearm's just going to be huge.
Fuck him.
He's going to be limping.
Why are you walking on your right side? Shut up.
No, I like to make it spontaneous, too. I don't make like a virtual out of it. It just happens.
Yeah, I mix it up a lot, so I don't know.
I don't go like, I'm going to go home, check off, and I'm going to eat some crackers.
And then jack off again?
Usually what sets me off is if, like, I'm browsing Reddit, and then, like, somebody brings up, somebody shows, like, a picture of something, and then there's, like, huge tits or something. I'm like, damn it.
Well, I've had that happen. You'd be on the internet, and something just clicks for
Facebook,
you.
Facebook, Reddit,
like,
something.
Yeah,
I see something, and I'm like,
fuck. Off now.
Sometimes it's the inconvenience too because I was trying to be productive.
It's like fuck.
Now and I'm now
gonna,
I have to stop and jack off.
I got a call because I'm going to be late for work now.
No. It's usually on my own time.
Hey, Manny, no.
Ladies,
I have a lot of willpower.
But do you always just like stop and do it right then? Can just save it for later.
No, I don't inconvenience myself. But if I'm trying to like do something else, I'll usually get that done and then go back. But sometimes it's like an inconvenience because I'm like. Fuck, I didn't want to jack off right now. Like, now I do. You know what I mean? Like, 2 seconds ago, I didn't want to jack off, and now I do.
Save it for later. Maybe it'll be a better one.
Yep.
I've done that before. I think the longest I've gone without jacking off is probably like 5 months, probably.
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to see how long I could hold out. Yeah.
For what purpose?
Because I wanted to see how long I could hold out.
And how big your balls got?
And I wanted to, you know how women always say that they can revert their virginity or whatever? I kind of wanted to try that. I wanted to see if I could make it feel how it felt when I first
did it.
I mean, I've heard of people doing that when they got to the point where they were like looking at porn online so much that they got completely desensitized
to it.
Well,
here's the other thing.
Had to take a break from it. Otherwise, like, there wasn't extreme enough shit on the internet for
them anymore. Here's the fun part. It was during the dial-up days, and we lost internet. So it was much easier to do it.
I guess, like, yeah.
I didn't have to sit there and wait for the JPEG to download.
I think not masturbating to porn was easier, period, during the dial-up internet days.
Well, back then I had a bigger...
It was
like a half
porn?
Hour.
Yeah, I can. But I'm just saying, like, what made it easier was the fact that we had no internet, that it was down at the time. And then we got it back
so
like a month later.
One day you were just like, okay, I'm done.
When it
like
shut down?
Gump.
When it shut
like
down?
Like, I'm done running?
Yeah, basically. I was like, I'm done. And then I stopped. And then after, like, I want to say a week... Part of the week was the actual time that I didn't want to do it. And then after that, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to see how long I can go.
What finally put you over the edge to do it again?
Shit. I think it was like somebody's sex tape or something.
I was say, who? Yeah. Yeah, you had to look up something else.
And so
yeah.
You, when you broke your fast, did you masturbate or did you have sex?
No, I masturbated. No, no. I took that time.
Did you like blow a hole in the ceiling or something? Or?
No, no, no. I think it was a sex tape that set me off. I was like, fuck. I was like, I have to find it. I have to find it. I was like, I can't not look at it. So
you're too young for it to be Pamela Anderson. So.
It might have been like Paris Hilton or something.
Yeah, probably. That'd be about right for you, I think. Yeah, I would be.
Something like that. Probably. Somebody's sex tape. It might have even been. No, I don't want to see it, but it might have been China. Remember when China? I always wanted to see her big ass tape.
I don't think I watched Kardashian. Anybody's sex tape.
I like sex tapes because it's like, I've always wanted to see that celebrity naked. It's like, here's my chance.
Yeah, but it's never celebrities you really want to see naked. I don't know, at least for me.
Yeah.
Xena and
Lucy Lawless.
What the hell is it?
The only one I really wanted to see naked was Tila Tequila. I've always wanted to see that ass.
Now, if Johnny Depp came out with a sex tape, I might look at it.
There you go.
He's skinny, though.
I mean, especially.
Yeah, it's
if
never
it
people that,
me.
Like, I'm dying to see. But it's just I hear about it and I'm like, fuck, my curiosity, you know, kicks in and I'm like, here we go.
Huh. I don't know. 5 months, I just.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
I thought you were going to say like 7 days or something, yeah. You know?
I was expecting a couple of weeks tops.
No, I wanted to see if I
like
could.
Like a month when you had a pimple on your dick.
If I could
something.
Hang in there. But.
Like a sword
it was. It was not. It was not easy. So put it that way.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
There was a lot of. There was a lot of close calls. Too many. I think like every other week, I was like, fuck it. Who cares? Nobody knows. It's not gonna bother anybody. I'm not doing anything wrong. But
that's
you see
choice.
The Jesus picture in the corner. You're all.
I was kind of. There was the moment too. I was like, man, maybe I could be a father. And then like when I checked, no, I cannot. I don't need it. Yeah, good times though. But you know what though? Just to talk about the experience, it actually didn't feel that much better. So it was kind of a wasted experiment.
It might be because you went so long, you didn't have the urge built up as much. Like the your hormones had leveled off, and
yeah, it was
plateaued.
It was so disappointing, which
your,
is why
your testicles had already
I'm
said, "Fuck
never,
it, I'm not making anymore."
Never,
then
never doing it again because it was a fucking waste of time.
So you're not going to deprive your dick
out of a beat.
I mean,
I could
have
told you that. Don't do that shit again.
Never doing it again.
That was a bad idea.
But then I guess I didn't, you know, I didn't waste. Children, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Maybe my sperm count, you know, finally balanced out. Because I mean, this was like
because before that it would have been at three at a time.
Meow, meow, meow. It was like a fucking it was war too, man. But,
all right, so
on that note,
I think we've covered just about everything possible, yeah. Or at least maybe too much.
I want to hear some old World War II music at the end of this.
Well, so if he can find a Cheetah Man version of it, it'll be there.
Oh, we'll make it tonight.
I think there's like an old time jazz
there is.
Version.
Of course there is. All right. Well, thank you, Manny, for being here.
Not a problem.
Yeah, thanks, man. I know you had shit to do. I
always have shit to do, appreciate but I'll make time for it.
Jimmy, thanks.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming.
Pleasure to meet you.
You're welcome. You too.
Anything you wanted to add or anything?
I'll think about it like 2 hours from now.
Nah. Damn, I should have done this.
Oh, fuck.
Alrighty.
Alright, guys. Well, thanks.
I'm the Mr. T Experience.
I'm Murphy, transferring in from Metro South.
Manny Fresh from the Desert Southwest.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Just Jimmy here.
My diddy.
Just Jimmy. Alright.
Over and out.